Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
I call it the darkening. It's this move to limit our energy options in America, creating energy poverty where none is needed. We have this energy renaissance in America right now through fracking and a lot of technology, advancements in solar panels, advancements in windmills. I don't care if you're into renewables or you're into fossil fuels or a combination thereof. America has a tremendous amount of energy right now, and this should be incredibly important to you. When we see what has happened in Saudi Arabia causing prices to go up, we should not be dependent on foreign oil and foreign sources of energy any further. That is my opinion. Derek Holly here is the president of Reaching America and the host of Reaching America On Demand podcast. Derek, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Energy poverty, something that we talk about quite a bit on this program. It's not necessary in America, yet I feel like some people here want to put us into a position where we have no other choice. What are your thoughts?
Man, Steve, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like you said, we have an abundance of affordable and reliable energy right here in this country, and there is no need, absolutely no need for anyone to be suffering from energy poverty. And, Steve, you talk about on your show the forgotten American. And so I had an opportunity to go back to Southwest Virginia, coal country, where my grandfather was actually a black coal miner. And I had an opportunity to go back there last year, and it's in the Appalachian. And those people who live up there, those are the forgotten Americans.
Sure are.
That Trump talks about.
Yeah, that's forgotten America for sure. And when you hear people like Joe Biden say we're going to get rid of coal, natural gas, gasoline, oil, all of it. I mean, you look at people in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio. These are big energy sectors, and a lot of people work in those fields. I mean, do you think that sells anywhere through that corridor?
Absolutely not. And the thing about it, I was just doing research on that article. People don't talk about coal anymore because, obviously, natural gas is the darling now, and it's cheaper, it's more reliable and all that kind of stuff. But coal, right now, today, still counts for 27% of our overall total energy mix. And so, though, again, you cannot discount those people and those jobs and careers that exist within those states.
And how is it that the United States is being shamed, if you will, by our own far leftist activists, both politicians and people in the media, shaming us about coal, and we have to shut this plant and that plant? We've shut numerous plants here in Michigan where I live in the last 5 years. But in China this year, they're building dozens of brand new coal plants. They don't ever talk about that, do they?
No, absolutely not. And Steve, you know, when I first got out of college, I worked for Norfolk Southern Railway as a brakeman, and our job and responsibility was loading ships that transported coal all around the world. And it's just amazing how our natural resources are good enough for other countries but not good enough for us right here at home. It makes no sense.
Actually, I guess I was wrong. The Chinese are actually building hundreds of new coal plants. I had to check my facts right there real quick. Hundreds, not a few dozen, but hundreds, Derek. I mean, the fact of the matter is you've got pollution issues in the oceans from plastic. 90% of that comes from 10 rivers. Not one of those rivers, of course, is in America. We are clean and green and take care of our own backyard better than any industrialized nation in the world. And yet, those on the left want to punish you and I, American citizens, for the behaviors, the bad behavior, I might add, of China and India and Brazil and other countries. It just seems wrong-headed to me.
Very unfortunate, because energy poverty, you know, it exists when low-income families and individuals can't afford their basic heating and electric needs. And the unfortunate thing about it, it is, as I said, low-income and minority peoples who are impacted the most by this thing. And a few months ago, I was actually invited to give witness testimony before the House Natural Resources Committee. Oh, my God. And so, as you know, the House controlled by the Dems, it was brutal in there. We only had two of us that were supporting fossil fuels. But just the narrative that's being driven right now is so outrageous. And I just feel like if we don't do a better job of combating this climate change and just getting out with messaging that's real and telling people what's really going on, I think we're going to be headed down a road or this train. We're not going to be able to stop it.
I think you're right about that. As I say on this program, what we tolerate, our children will embrace. Which is unfortunate, and that goes across a complete spectrum of of ideas and socialist ideas. And this notion that somehow we're destroying the planet is, well, it's too much. It's too far. I looked yesterday, Derek. Guess what happened? The sun came up. And I walked outside. I took a deep breath. You know why? I don't worry about air quality in America. Nowhere that I go do I worry about air quality. I mean, America's a clean place. We take care of what we've got here. Was it always that way? No. The Cleveland River was on fire in the 1970s, but we've cleaned that. We've fixed that. We look after what we're doing. We change policies. But there comes a point, we can't sit in the dark using candles to light our homes and gerbils to give us electricity. Now, can we?
No, we can't. Absolutely not. And it's just unfortunate. And the thing about it is, I've said this many times, you know, we hear this climate change. The rest of the world, Steve, is going on about and doing business every single day. We're the only ones that's caught up in this. Oh my God, the world is coming to an end in 10 years if we keep fossil fuels. And we, again, blacks, African Americans, and others, we have to be smart enough not to fall for policies that are promising false hope and offer unrealistic outcomes like the Green New Deal. It's just unrealistic, everything in those policies.
You're exactly right, Derek. Derek Holly, president of Reaching America and host of Reaching America On Demand podcast. Derek, we have to do better in educating young people that, yes, we have to clean up our backyard. Yes, we have to clean up the mess we make when we go out someplace. But the sky is not falling. I'll give you the last word.
The sky's not falling. And as a matter of fact, the last word is, when I was doing the research for the op-ed that you probably saw, you know, NASA Goddard Space Institute is right here in Greenbelt, Maryland. And they said from 1870 to 2017, Steve, there's been slightly 1 degree change. The climate change thing is just a narrative that's being driven by the left to try to control what we do right now.
Derek Holly, great point. We're going to leave it right there. Great conversation, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Yeah, but Derek Holly, president. It's the Steve Gruber Show back after this.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.